This is the first confession. I've gotten with my best friend's siblings before.
Yo!
It says, I finished in a movie theater before.
My dad caught me playing with my shit.
Whoa. Oh my God.
What?
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes, sir.
Doing with my brother, Paulie.
What's good, everybody?
And then on my left, we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my left, we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi, everybody. I missed you so much.
Yes, sir.
I missed you so much, too, guys. Let's go.
On, Paul. Yeah.
What's good?
Don't do that.
Yo, to the brothers, bro.
It's only me.
Oh, okay. My bad, guys.
Trying to steal my swag.
But yeah, what's going on with y'all, bro?
Nah, it's currently mad. It's currently hot as hell in here.
Yeah.
It's a sauna in here.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, like, Megan was fanning hella last episode, but it might be like a every episode for the summer.
I have this cardboard box, you guys. Myself.
Yeah. My bad, guys.
It's actually like too hot nowadays, bro. It's like fucking 96, bro.
Yeah. But I swear, back in the days, it used to be like 100s in the summer, no?
Sorry, should I step out?
It's gonna get hotter, bro. August gets hot.
Dude, yeah. Was hard summer even enjoyable during the day, actually?
Oh, let me tell you.
Dude, yeah. That shit was probably hot.
No, Esther said it was not that hot.
It wasn't that bad, yeah. Really? But I'm just so brain dead, right? My brain is so mushy right now. Like, I just, you know how you feel after a long weekend.
Today's Monday. She went Saturday, Sunday.
Right. Yeah. She's cooked.
I'm honestly fried as fuck, not gonna lie, but
you do way better than I would have.
Dude, yeah, honestly, like, this isn't that bad, because normally I feel like I'm worse where I, like, can't stay awake during the day, but I didn't sleep today either, which is weird.
Damn. You didn't sleep, like last night?
No, I slept last night, but normally I sleep the whole day next day.
Oh,
you know?
Sheesh.
But I didn't sleep today. I don't know.
Right.
But honestly, hard summer was so fun.
Yeah.
Yes. It wasn't that hot, which is really nice, because last year it was excruciating, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
it was
excruciating.
But like, low-key, it's just kind of weird, like, doing extracurriculars during the daytime. It just doesn't feel
everyone
right.
Everyone can see your face. Huh?
Yeah, you know, everyone can see everything. And it's just like, I don't know why, like, it just feels wrong, you know?
Yeah.
It just feels so wrong, but like, it was still very fun. I went with like my favorite group of people, and I saw Chris Lake. He's so good.
You don't even know bro, you don't even know who that is, bro.
It was Chris Lake and Fisher were back to back, and they're like big house artists.
That's crazy.
But honestly, it was packed. I've never been to a stage that's more packed ever. We literally could not move in the crowd, which is so terrible.
Damn.
Nah, it's getting more and more popular, bro. But I'm surprised, because wasn't like Subtronics at the same time?
Yeah.
So like nobody was over there or what?
No, like, so normally I'm the one that's like running to Subtronics.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to see Chris Lake. Yeah. I've never seen him before.
Yeah.
So all my friends pretty much left for Subtronics, except for like 4 or 5 of us. We stayed at Chris Lake. But honestly, he was so good.
Yeah.
Like so good. Bro. Yeah.
You fall in love or what?
Yeah. Guys, my role was so amazing. Can you believe that? But yeah, it was so... I haven't done it in a while. Uh-huh. So I was like, I'm going to wait. And
did
honestly...
Did you meet someone there, or you like came with somebody?
It was part of my group.
Oh, part of your group. Okay.
I know Megan was back in her college days, because I was peeping her location, bro. All weekend, she's right next to me. Yeah. All weekend, bro. I was like, oh, I see what's going
home
on.
Base.
Home base for real, bro. My neighbor now.
Honestly, it was so fun. And it's, bro, it's so funny, because like, I run into this one guy who's like my old rave bae at every single rave I go to, bro. It's like not, it's like we planned it or something, but no, we literally just run into each other every time. And it's just like kind of awkward, because I'm like with another new guy.
Oh,
you know?
My God. Oh, my God.
But yeah, it was still so fun, honestly. I keep looking back on my videos because I want to go back.
What are you talking about? You talking about my
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
No, you saw him?
At every single rave now.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like kind of awkward, but like I still say hi every time.
Yeah.
I ran into him 4 times.
That night?
2 times each day.
Oh, that's a sign. That's a sign. That's lucky a sign, bro.
Isn't that awkward actually as hell, bro?
I mean,
no.
Honestly, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you're like kind of fucked up.
Oh,
you don't really care.
Helps,
you just say hi.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
You ever thought about like,
running it back?
Yeah, like, don't leave.
Nah.
Oh, nah?
I was with my new guy.
Yeah.
New guy's better.
He's my favorite. Yeah. So.
No, okay. Old guy's handsome too, though. Old guy's handsome too.
He is handsome too. But I've grown with this new guy.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I got invited out of Hard Summer, but I didn't go out.
Shit, bro. Yeah.
They invited you?
Huh? No, not them.
Oh.
Another group.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Damn. Yeah, bro. They went, but we tried to
meet up. They went on Sunday, but.
Yeah. I tried to meet up with them, but I was like honestly fucked up, so I wasn't looking at my phone or anything.
No, I was shocked. I was like, oh, damn, like your boys were at Megan's college homies now. I was like, what the hell? That's actually crazy.
I honestly think about like if you guys would get along with them.
Bro, we've met like
we met a lot of them, though.
Haven't like hung out with them though.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
we like drank with them.
Yeah, I think it'll just be fine though. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're all nice and they're not gonna act weird.
Nah, yeah. For real. But why didn't you go? You said
me, bro. Yeah, bro. I think I'm like a little raved out.
To be honest. Yeah.
But I'll be out to something soon. Maybe escape or something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, yeah, it's so much better because this shit ended at like 10 and 11. Yeah. Like, what is this? You know, I got home at like 12:30, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the sun don't even set till like 8.
No,
so
it
like,
doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, it's kind of weird because I like popped it a little early and it's still like bright out.
Mm.
And I'm like, am I feeling it? You know, like, I don't know. But it was still like really good. So it was okay.
Damn. Jennifer, I saw you went to Arena OC.
Wait, why are you saying that?
Wait, I can't say that.
I literally didn't even post it, okay?
Wait, yeah, how did you know? I didn't even know she was there.
Yeah, what the heck? Why are you saying that shit?
Wait, you're like...
Are you trying to make fun of me?
What?
Dude, no, you said that for some reason. I don't know why you said that.
No, you said that in a way that's like...
No,
that's
I absolutely did. I absolutely did. It's like, no, because we were supposed to film on Friday, and then she said she was going to link up with Esther. And
oh, is that what you
said? No,
I had like, me and Esther had a day planned out already.
Right.
And then we ended up there.
Yeah. That's why I was like, yo, how'd you end up there?
Because it was that dude's birthday.
Oh.
That guy.
Some guy's birthday?
Yeah, some dude's birthday.
Okay. Damn.
But yeah, he held an event, and so I went.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it lit?
Honestly, there was a lot of people there. It was like the most packed I've ever seen arena.
Oh,
for
wow.
sure.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. By far.
Is it getting more lit out there?
No, it was just that night. That guy's like really popular.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure, so like he has a lot of friends. And it was like, yeah. It was nice. I got so fucked up.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I'm honestly like I reevaluated my life after that.
Uh-huh.
Like, because I just got so messed up.
Hey, shit, right, bro. At Arena OC.
Yeah, at Arena.
Why you keep
you're
saying
that? You're clowning at Arena OC, bro.
Yeah, what like the fuck? What's wrong
next
with
time
you?
Next time you gotta go, yo, Jason?
He's an op, bro.
Bandlist. He's gonna be on the band list, bro.
And what?
No, I'm clowning her, bro. I'm not clowning the club.
Okay,
bro, you clowning me for what? I'm embarrassed. I'm properly embarrassed, okay? So just let it go.
That was his goal too, bro.
I know, what the fuck? Oh my god, I'm so changpy. Stop.
Bro. It's all good. You had fun with your friend. You're your best friend.
Where? I'm kidding. No, but we had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we honestly left early.
Matters, you know?
And we got some Mexican food. But yeah, taco y burrito. Yeah, but after that, like, I was so hungover that I am not gonna drink again for like about 2 weeks. Yeah, I drink just way too much and it was just not good,
dude. Yeah, I don't know, the hangovers have been so brutal.
Yeah,
really?
And dude, actually, yeah. Like Esther went too hard day one and then suddenly last minute decided to go hard day two. And I was kind of tempted to go day two,
yeah.
But like I did not want to be dumb for this week.
Yeah,
because it was Sunday.
Yeah, because it was Sunday, and I was just kind of like, you know, like I don't want to suffer at work.
No, yeah.
So like,
I hate Sunday.
I think
race.
After, like, recouping myself, I'm just like, I'm just gonna chill, honestly.
Dude, Esther's a sender, huh? I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, bro.
She looks like a sender, bro.
I saw her at I heard. Yeah.
She just fucking sends it.
I like that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she
like
no
last minute guys, like spontaneous.
No,
shit.
No. She's a planner and a sender, but she's more importantly, most importantly, she's a raver.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like she loves her. She'll rave solo.
No way.
She's gone. Okay. She's gone to travel by herself before to rave. Really?
To like a different state to rave.
Yes. Oh, no way. Like she loves. Oh, that's she a loves raver. A plur. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No, like she's a raver. So like I think for her like it's always worth it.
Yeah.
But like versus yeah. like me, I'm like it's a 50-50 chance if I'm gonna have fun. Mm. But like her, she will have fun. 100% of the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause like she can vibe alone.
Yeah.
She just loves the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She loves the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She truly damn. Is like. Yeah.
Dude, I respect that, bro. I don't think I could ever go to a rave alone, bro. Definitely that's not. Like a
dude,
different
and
level.
And she's a girl.
Yeah.
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 So she just like finds friends there type shit. Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Like she'll find people to hang around, but she's honestly fine even like being alone.
Yeah.
Just vibing. Crazy.
So. That's a rare quality.
No,
that
yeah.
That is, bro.
Yeah. I mean, granted, like, I don't think now she would do that, mm-hmm. but, like, she did that before a couple
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
I love raves, and I don't think I could ever do that, to be honest.
No, yeah. No, but I'm thinking about it, and, like, I wouldn't do that at, like, a California rave, uh-huh. but, like, just because, like, I'm scared of being caught.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I feel like if it were, like, out of state, uh-huh. honestly, like, I feel like I would.
Yeah, like let's say like Tomorrowland in Belgium, like
right,
just
like,
run it solo.
Yeah, like
oh, yeah, no one would even care. Yeah,
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 yeah
but like here,
caught.
Here you go to NOS, it's like Jen.
No, for
who
real.
Who are you with?
Are you lost?
Yeah, no, literally, I would just act lost the whole time, yeah. Dude. But I miss NOS, so I'm excited for Escape.
Dude, yeah, NOS is so much
NOS
better.
Is a San Bernardino one.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
it gets
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
ratchet.
The pickpocketing one.
Yes.
Oh, the
no, they pickpocket everywhere now.
No, NOS is
like infamous. Right?
NOS is like extra.
I always see everyone like.
Oh yeah,
bro.
Maybe.
But honestly, I just like that venue. Like they've been doing like LA venues and like because of the curfew too.
I
like
hate
it sucks,
LA venues.
Bro.
Yeah,
bro.
That's also another reason why I don't like going out to LA events no more because they all end at 10. Strictly 10.
10 or 12.
And it's like,
yeah.
now I'm turned, what? Now I'm going to go to arena or what? You know? It's like.
That's exactly how you end up at arena.
No, I'm like, that's why I don't like to go to LA events anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just miss that NOS. I miss that like ratchetness.
Yeah, right. NOS is, yeah.
It's like from what I know about NOS, it's like a classic stage.
No, it's like classic. Yeah. It's like where we were like born and bred.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
It's like the starting ground.
No, it's our home ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's a
home base.
Right. Home base.
Right. I know they have.
I spawn at NOS. No,
that's crazy.
I'm excited.
Bro, dude, yeah, let's lock it in, bro. The lineup for Escape already came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's yeah. really good.
Millennium's gonna
be okay. It's okay.
Bro, I've seen Millennium. I've seen Millennium like 2,000 times right now.
Oh, really?
Literally, I've seen him almost like 6, 7 times, 8 times.
Damn.
I've seen him twice. I think the most I've seen is Slander or Davin, bro. I've seen those motherfuckers like way too many times.
You're turning into a rave fucking podcast, bro.
No, I know. It's because
I'm saving us, guys.
No, but it's because every weekend we're going. And honestly, yeah. our audience likes that too. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But dude, I went to OC Fair this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How
and
was
I can,
that?
I can confidently say now. Uh-huh. Every time I go,
yeah.
it's automatic plushie, bro.
Really?
That, my skills are...
Which game are you playing?
That's how my skills have progressed.
Right.
I low-key, I've been and I've left so many times with that one. Uh-huh. But now, spent too much money.
Yeah, what's the go-to game?
So the fucking... I'm always on the water splashing one.
That one's guaranteed.
Where you're like...
Plushie.
Where, no, but you're like racing against like 8 other people.
Right? No, I know.
Kind of book it.
No, that one's like you can win that.
That's
one.
The easiest.
With
one.
Concentration.
Yeah, but not with like you gotta try a couple times and you gotta like learn the angle of it. You know what I mean?
Okay. He's a pro.
Okay.
He's a pro.
Okay,
give
it,
him his props.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I
mean?
What
other game though?
Oh, and dude, there's a fucking you know that one where there's like the laying there's a bottle uh-huh. laying like flat and you gotta like pick it up. With the
oh,
stick.
Oh, yeah,
bounce
yeah,
tough,
yeah,
bounce
yeah.
Bounce tough.
Yeah, no, I've mastered that one.
Really?
My shit's steady, bro.
Really?
I'm telling you, my shit's steady, bro.
I want to go to OC Fair.
I'm going
to
go on Wednesday with
oh,
my friend.
Oh, Wednesday? Yeah, go on a weekday because, dude.
Way less.
So many fucking people on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was in traffic for 40 minutes trying to find parking, bro.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
and then,
dude,
you get in. Like, obviously, the vibes are good because it's a Friday.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you had to, like, wait for even getting tickets. You had to wait.
Wow.
It's a big ass line just to get tickets. Yeah.
Damn. So you wait like almost an hour and a half to get in, probably 2 hours to get in.
No, like it took like 20 minutes to get there. And then once you get close, it's like a 30, 40 minute, like trying to like find parking. And then once you like get in, you get in.
Okay. Damn, bro.
I want to go on a date there.
Dude, OC Fair is a nice like first date. Yeah. Like the That's vibes are so vibe. Good.
That's what I'm saying. Who'd you go with, bro?
Huh?
You went with your boys? There ain't no way. I'm not going with my That's boys. What I'm saying. Who you go with?
We all know who we went with.
Oh, really? I thought it was over.
Huh? It is over. I feel Dude. Like
I feel wait. Like it's a new thing.
Huh?
Wait, really?
I'm not gonna say it.
We can bleep it. We can bleep it.
I'm not gonna say it.
Wait, why?
I'm not gonna say.
I wanna know.
Who I went with?
Yeah.
It's the homies, man. The homies.
They know the way. Homies, bro. The no homies, bro. Way, bro.
The homies wanted the plushies, bro. You
know he's capping out. He's bro. Not stepping into OC there's Fairs no unless way, there's a bro. Bitch with him, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, he's spending money if there ain't a bitch with him, bro. Straight up, bro.
There's no Wait, way. Who wants to take me to the OC Fair?
No, for real.
You sure you're going Wednesday?
I know, but that's with my homegirl.
I want to go on a date
you
there.
You going with Esther?
No, I'm going with my other homegirl, Annie. But we're going to, like, take pics, you know?
Oh, like those classic fairs. Yeah.
But, like, I want to go on a date. Hello?
I think it's a nice, like, two-man spot or something.
It is
like
a such a good two-man spot. Dude,
you need to, because, like, once you guys, like, get in the fair, like, who's you guys going to be, like, looking around who's going to buy the fucking tickets, you know what I mean? Like, you need a guy there, you know?
No. I don't think we're going to buy, like, tickets and stuff. Like, maybe
we're
not gonna
play no games.
Well, we're going to, like, ride the rides, but we don't care about the
you
games.
You need tickets for that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the gondola, you know, where you just like look over.
Like the ski lift shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's my favorite one as well.
Dude, aren't the tickets kind of expensive though?
It's like 15 each.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
15 each,
but
for
the food
what?
Is to get in. Stupid expensive.
Oh, and then it's $50 for 40 tickets.
No, yeah, I meant like
and
those
then, like,
tickets.
Each game is like 6 tickets.
Oh yeah, we can just buy. Yeah, we can buy $50.
Dude, each game is 6 tickets.
Each game is 6.
Oh, dude, that's ridiculous.
You're playing like 5-6 games. Yeah, and like, yeah, it's out quick.
No, I don't care about the games. I don't like the plushy shit. Like, I feel like it just collects dust.
You're lying, though.
No, I'm serious.
I love the plushie.
You want a big old one? Just walking out the fair with the huge one?
You're lying. You're saying you're walking out that bitch without a plushie?
You know what? Like, when I was younger, I used to really like that stuff. But like, when I'm older, it's because like I don't trust that it's been at the fair. It's so dirty.
Mm. Where'd it come from?
Oh, like you just think it's like kind of dirty.
Yeah, I think it's dirty. I don't want to bring it into my room.
I mean.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm more okay with like the little arcade, like the round one. But like the fair, it stands outside all day. It sits outside all day.
And like, just like give it a wipe. You know what I mean?
No.
You can wash that shit.
I just don't trust it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So like I've never been like, but when I was younger, of course, I'm like, oh my god, with me everything, because like I want to be like walking around. Uh-huh. But I ended up throwing away, so I'm like, it's kind of a waste.
Yeah, I mean it kind of is, honestly.
Yeah. I'm not a big plushy girl though. Like I'm not one of those like Squishmallow.
Yeah, who like collect
I don't
them
give
all.
A fuck about those. Yeah.
Damn, bro. You know what's the worst prize at the fair?
What?
Damn goldfish, man. I feel so bad.
Bro, I don't even see that.
Good.
See that.
Good. Yeah. They should have got rid of that, bro.
Honestly, I always play the goldfish game so I could keep it and take it home.
Do they die like tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm honestly really good at keeping fish.
Oh, really?
Very good at keeping pets, you guys. Mm. I have that motherly touch.
I could see it. Nah, but I had a chill weekend too, bro. I didn't do like nothing crazy like that. But just went to like an Angels game, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they kind of stink now, right? So like you could get like the worst ticket, bro.
Yeah.
And you could literally sit wherever, basically, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's like open and shit?
Yeah, so I'm going right by there, bro.
Yeah.
It was like a great experience just like drinking and shit.
Honestly, yeah. I think that's a great place to go with your friends.
It is.
Drinking. I like walking around and looking at everything.
Right.
You know?
Especially there because it's so cheap. It's like $5 to get in, bro.
No.
Because they stink, bro.
Do they even serve good food then?
It's like okay, but
dude,
like you could just drink.
I heard the place to be is a Dodger game.
Dodgers lit, but it's like this is the thing though. $5 same seat, Dodger Stadium, $50. And
yeah,
it's like
I
the
know.
Nosebleeds, bro.
No, but I heard like there's like cute guys there.
Oh, Dodgers game?
Yeah.
There could be. I don't know. There's a lot of Hispanics at Dodgers games though.
I like Hispanic guys.
Yeah. But yeah.
I was trying to
that.
Be my poppy. Hello. I'm just kidding. No, but I heard.
Bro, we're like way too single on this side, bro. Like for
fuck,
real,
bro. I'm sounding thirsty, so I'm gonna stop that. But like, I heard the Dodger food is like really good.
It is pretty good. It's better.
I
than Angels.
I
want to
eat a hot dog.
It's not like elite food though. Yeah. It's not elite. But yeah, the hot dog at Dodgers is better.
Why are you guys laughing?
Why did you say it like that?
What?
I think it's the tone of voice.
Like hot dog?
No. I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at that.
No, we'll get you a hot dog. You want a hot dog?
Yeah.
She wants the Dodger dog specifically. I want a Dodger dog. It's a long wiener, bro. Yeah, it's a long one. That's what's their
Can
specialty.
I show you my wiener? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Have you seen Just Give Me My Money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, that shit's so funny, bro.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. I think fucking Ron and Lacey started that shit, right?
Yeah, I think they that's did. That's crazy, definitely, bro. Definitely.
Who's that?
Some new phase boys.
Yeah, yeah. Some newer streamers.
Yeah.
But they're taking off.
Speaking of streamers, guess who I ran into at Hard?
Who?
Nick in the Cut.
Oh, I saw you really? There.
Yeah. Dude. I was like in his little video for a second.
Dude, that boy stays grinding the streams,
he
bro.
Is, bro. No, he
public
does.
Interviews and
he
shit.
Is, bro.
Yeah.
No, he's becoming like a big fuck boy, bro.
Is he?
That's his persona on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, he was
right
like,
now.
You got a rave pay? I was like, it ain't gonna be you.
My Nick's going crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
It's just the type of content. Like, you have to, like, if you're a guy, you gotta lean into that.
Yeah, it is, like, easier to get views, I think, too.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting, honestly.
No, yeah, you gotta, the Riz thing.
Like, the live Riz.
Yeah, the live Riz, yeah. Yeah. Like, with live woman.
Right, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually watched his just to see for a bit. He was like in Hawaii, bro. It's so jokes, bro. Oh, like they're just going up to like every random woman, like yo, this one. Try the same line. Go try it on this one. But it's chill. I fuck with my boy Nick, man. Shout out to you, bro.
It was funny. He was with like two guys and they were just filming him.
Yeah, he always with that friend.
Yeah, no, it's his cousin Nate. Yeah. So they'll swap off.
Loki, his friend's cuter than him.
No, really?
In my opinion,
yeah. Wait, I thought Nate was like his videographer, but I guess not.
Yeah. It's like, it is, but it's like his cousin, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's cute.
Yeah. I mean, everyone
I
has their...
I got a good proper look at him.
But Nick
Remember
got that curly ass pomano.
Yeah.
He got the broccoli one, bro.
He got it, bro.
Yeah,
I was so blacked out.
Oh. You don't remember? They were there.
No, I don't remember.
Oh.
Yeah. But I went up to him and I said hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was chill, though, right?
No, super chill. Yeah.
Dude, that's some dedication, man. Dude, streaming at a fucking rave. Bro.
For sure, bro.
For real.
Yeah.
I didn't he's there to like have fun. He's there to like.
You think
work.
He was just streaming the whole night? Like everyone's jumping and he's like kind
of.
No, my thing is like I didn't even know you could bring in a camera like that into a rave.
Nah, but these streamers bring in like Samsungs.
Oh, I see.
I feel like he turns it off at like night. Or no?
He might.
He's
I gotta
turn it off.
No, sometime. I don't know. He was rolling when I saw him.
Yeah. When he was streaming at Arvid, he brought it to the back to the afters as well. It was live.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that's crazy, bro.
Dude, these streamers.
He's hungry.
They go for like 14 hours, bro.
Yeah, that's
They actually
insane.
Go 14 hours straight.
That's insane.
It's actually insane.
Bro, yeah, that's honestly some crazy ass dedication.
Who's watching that?
Shit, bro.
People are. People actually are.
Yeah.
Well, I can see at raves because then it might feel like you're there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's big for young people. Because it's like their friends.
Younger demo for sure.
And honestly, Hard is a good one because mainly daytime anyway.
No, yeah. Honestly, you know? Hard is a good place. And honestly, like, what if you wanted to like see someone and then you just watch the stream?
You really could though.
Yeah, but then really like I'm just wondering like the sound is probably so fucked up.
Dude, it is. Yeah. But they have the mics. I think that helps a lot actually.
Yeah, but there's just still like a lot of sound bleed from the fucking actual music.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't know.
True.
Just give me my money.
Dude, I don't know. The streaming shit's like a lot is intriguing me these days.
Yeah, bro.
Well, it's just popping off right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I don't know, it's catered towards us too, I feel like.
Definitely
in some
bro.
Way.
Yeah. A lot of the TikToks I've been watching are just straight from a fucking stream.
Just clips.
Just like straight clips from a stream.
Right. No, that's a good way to go about it these
days,
bro.
I honestly really like watching Kai Snap too.
Yeah.
No, he's funny,
like
bro.
His
he's
streams
funny.
Are really funny. So I don't mind watching
them. Yeah, but big announcement though. We have the 9 for 9 Olympics now?
Yeah, I think we changed.
No, we ain't doing this shit. Let's be real. Let's be so for real.
What are you talking about?
We've been, we said we were going to film this in July. It's August. We haven't filmed it yet.
No. But it's because someone always couldn't do it. And I was literally like pushing it back till we could all do it. But it's locked for August 24th now. And we have like actual like people filming us.
Yep.
Two people filming us, so we can't.
Oh, we do.
This. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, we're gonna be swimming now, and
I think we're gonna change to 9 for 9 Olympics.
Yeah,
they want to swim.
Yeah, we'll see the events, bro. Honestly, yeah. It's still up in the air, but I think it's just more like, what's going on in the world, bro? Like, fucking dude, like.
Can we get medals?
So long ago, bro.
Can we get medals?
We could honestly. We could
gold, silver, and bronze for each one.
But yeah, so it should come out sometime in September, hopefully.
Yep. Another announcement. Shirts are coming soon for y'all. I'm confident to announce that because I think by the end of, hopefully by the end of August, it'll be good. Sampling is starting now. So, I mean, after sampling, there's not too much more to do. As long as the samples look good, we can start the pre-order. So be on the lookout for that because I know it's still hot and shit. So you guys definitely need some shirts. Can't be wearing those hoodies all day, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that.
And before we get into this week's episode, though, I just wanted to address last week's episode.
Okay. Attracting some statements, brother?
No, because the boy got a lot of hate from last week's episode.
Yeah, there was. You know? There was.
And I just wanted to talk about that just for a little bit.
Okay.
I just wanted to give my piece, and then obviously you guys can, like, respond, and then we can just move on. But, yeah, like, I'm still standing on my answer, bro.
Okay.
I think that what I did wrong was, like, the way I responded to y'all. It's like, hell no and shit. Because I think the second I say that, like, then you guys don't really listen to, like, anything I say after that.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if you ask me to, like, work harder, so make more money so that when our baby comes out, like, we can provide for our kid, like, that's valid. Or if, like, even if you, like, ask me to, like, fix my relationship with my dad so that our baby can have a grandpa when he comes out, that's valid. But, like, if when you ask me to, like, not do something, that doesn't, like, it has nothing to do with the baby. It's just, like, I felt like you're just, like, putting this restriction on me just for the simple reason that, like, you can't do it. You know what I mean?
Okay. I get where you're coming from.
And that's why I was like, and then like, I feel like too, like it also like triggered me the way that you like said things too. It's like you expected an immediate yes. And you were like, it's the least you can do. So I was like, damn, like.
I think so. I still stand on my word as well. Yeah, I think honestly it's the least. And I'm going to try to defend you a little. I asked all of my guy friends the same exact question too.
Yeah.
And they honestly said the exact same thing as you. And honestly, it just made me so mad. They said, verbatim, they were also like, if I'm going to go out with the boys, I'm going to go out with the boys. I was like, holy fucking shit, bro.
You know what? Like, yeah, honestly, like, I didn't really think that much of it. I honestly was kind of shocked at how, like, people were reacting so harshly because
honestly,
I think it was my reaction.
It was, I think it was your it was your execution, like your you're very, you know,
you were quick
strong.
With
yeah, you're very strong. You came out strong.
It's because like I already thought about this. That's why I was like quick to like say that shit.
I know, but I think like you were just like the tone. It was a tone. It was like hell no.
I think like you like, mad at me.
A no would have sufficed.
No, it, you know, no, just like a definitely.
No. I think X, Y, and Z. But it's just because
I think it was the hell no.
Yeah, it was a hell no.
And every girl
no.
like couldn't like fuck this guy at, right after that.
No, yeah, but honestly, like I will say, like I just think like. You're still very young.
I agree on that, honestly, as well.
No, the thing is, like, you said last episode that, like, oh, I just never loved somebody or something.
No, no,
like,
I think that is true. And I think, like, you're just young, but you just don't know it yet.
No, I don't think, I like.
And that's okay.
It's I've loved two girls, by the way.
No, it's okay. Like,
I've loved two girls, by the way.
I don't think you love them to the point where, like, you would sacrifice everything for them. Like, you would love your wife who held your baby. I genuinely think that, and you can think
obviously, like, I've never had a baby, so you might be right.
Yeah.
Something might change when the baby comes out.
For sure, for sure.
But I just don't think that my wife, if we had a loving relationship, the first thought she has when she has a baby is, oh, let me make my husband's life hard.
Yeah, but it's definitely. Not the first thought. Not like, it's not the first thought. It's just what comes. It comes with it. Yeah. Like,
okay, it doesn't have to be the first thought, but it's like, why are you purposely trying to make your husband's life harder? Because you can't do certain things.
I don't like how you're saying it that way, though. No, we're not harder. We're not trying to be it like...
Because, Megan, I know you well enough to know that you actually expect your husband to give you an immediate yes. You said that last week. So it's like, you do think about that.
No, but I would never think about it in a way where I'm, like, purposely trying to make my husband suffer.
Wait, that's the thing. Let me come in here.
You're asking him to do, though. Like,
no, let me come in here, bro. This is the problem, bro. Like, this shit will keep going because the thing is, bro, it's honestly, bro, like, from me looking at it, too, it's like a mindset thing, bro. Because, like, I know what you're saying, right? Like, technically, you just don't want anyone to, like, I said this last week, too. You don't want anyone to, like, force you to do shit. But still, the way your thought process is backwards, bro.
Right.
Because you're always assuming that the girl's forcing you to do this and that. It's, but she could think the same way. And she could be like, thought is to like question this. And this not even not being on Jason's side. Because I saw some little shit like
it's
that too.
Not.
Disgusting, bro. Like genuinely, bro, I think it's one of the, like, I don't know if I agree with the like, you never love someone necessarily.
No,
but I do think with time, bro, I think it might change, bro.
Right. I agree.
I
don't think, okay, maybe, you know, you did love somebody. That's not my point. I think it's just like when you grow older, like I feel like you come to realize that like you have to understand other people's point of view too, instead of just trying so hard to defend your own.
Right.
And it's because they're both putting it on like the far extreme ends of this conversation. You know what I mean? If we met a little bit more in the middle, like they would both understand each other more, but it's like we have to give the furthest extremes to like prove our point, you know?
No, and it's like I actually talked about this with a girl because she saw the episode and she saw like the hate and so we like talked about it and shit. And like honestly, if you guys asked me like, oh, like can you not drink so that like just in case like, you know, like in the last couple months, like if there's an emergency, like you need to be home. Like, can you not drink? Then what can I say to that? Of course I'm gonna stay home and not drink.
Right.
But it was just the fact that like the way that you asked it and the way that you answered yourself saying it was just felt like you just felt like kind of like life was unfair. Like you said to yourself, you had a mental block whenever you thought about pregnancy.
Yeah,
you know, so it just felt like you were trying to like make your husband feel the same type of pain.
No,
I don't think
never,
that was
so
ever
was
the point
never
though.
That was never my point. I think it was,
let me ask you this, one question. Why do you want your husband not to drink?
I feel like it's a courtesy, and I feel like it's a I take it more as an empathy kind of thing, you know, like I do things for my husband and I won't do things for my husband as well if I feel a certain empathy for him. For example, like if he was a soccer player and he broke his leg, you know, like I'm not gonna be outside like running in front of him like trying to ride a bike or anything, you know. It's just like my personal empathy I feel like would show naturally in that, like I would automatically just stop doing things that they wouldn't be able to do if I knew that they would be sad about it, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, but I never said I was gonna drink in front of your face. You know, I said like when I went out with my boys once, twice a month, I was gonna drink. Like obviously, I would never eat sushi or drink a fucking beer right in front of you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it was taken in.
But it was like you either said like not drink at all.
Yeah, no, I think we're just thinking too extremely for both cases.
That's what it is. Yeah,
And like we're just like, you know, there's conditions to everything. And I feel like we're just clearing it up. And nobody is honestly hating on anybody here. Yeah. I think we just like
having a healthy discussion.
Yeah, we're
right
having
now.
A healthy, progressive conversation.
Right.
And I think we can both agree on both sides that like, yeah, I mean, like we don't have to restrict. But also like, you know, you're not going to do it in front of them. Right in front of their faces.
Yeah. And I think both parties could agree to that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I totally could agree to that.
Yeah.
Cool. And I asked the girl too. I was like, why do you want me not to drink? Mm-hmm. And then it was simply because like, oh, like why can't you do this one little thing to like make me feel better? Mm-hmm. So I get that point too. Right. Mm-hmm. I get why you guys are saying it.
Right.
But it was just like there's a lot of things that I could do to take care of my wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like that wouldn't benefit anybody.
Right.
You know, I could make more money or do this for the baby, but me not doing drinking is like, who does that benefit?
Can I say something? I feel like not everything in life has to be transactional. You don't have to believe that because this person is not doing this thing, you're gonna get a greater thing out of it. Sometimes it's just because you love them and you want them to feel better, not because you're gaining something in general, like not because, oh, because you decided not to drink tonight and make money tonight, you made more money. And I think that's so great. But sometimes people do things just because they care. You don't have to have like not everything has to be transactional. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think it's because like for the both of you and like me and Paul too, we all have different ways of like showing how we care about somebody. Mm-hmm. And like I feel like you guys are trying to like have each other understand each other's ways, and they don't add up.
Right.
Like they don't
match. Yeah. Right. I think you gotta like agree to disagree at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, if you cared about me, you do this. But you're like, no, actually, if I cared about you, I'd actually do this.
Right.
So like, you guys are always gonna
that is true.
Come
we
into
have
conflict.
Different ways to
right.
Show that we care. Yeah,
exactly. Like, so like, you guys are never gonna come to an agreement.
Yeah.
Which right. is why right. I feel like you guys would never get along together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So I think, you know.
Honest to God, bro.
I feel like that's why we've always agreed that they would never. Yeah, bro. They would never match up. Because you guys could go in circles no, all day.
Could, absolutely
yeah.
could.
It would keep going.
Ben
too.
And Jerry. I mean, true. Not Ben and Jerry. Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry style.
Tom and Jerry style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No cap. Bro.
So.
But I just wanted to explain to our audience because I feel like I just got like an absurd amount of hate.
Yeah, right. No. But I like, think. Yeah.
But there were like. A couple people that like understood what I was saying,
right? Right.
Obviously, after I said hell no,
yeah, like, yeah, 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 no. Like, I think Jason was villainized and not too much on my boy. All right, like, yeah. Like, relax.
It no, was, it's cool. It's cool. Honestly, like, yeah. I deserved it after that kind of
yeah
initial
it was,
response.
It was
honestly, understandable,
but I was trying to like.
I think so too.
Yeah,
but no, you said your piece, and I hope everyone understands.
And honestly, we need like really opposing opinions about shit because this podcast ain't gonna go anywhere if everyone agrees with everything.
Dude, not only that, it's like with these discussions being said, it's not to say like you can't assume now that Jason like won't do shit for his wife. It's not like that.
Yeah, it's not like that.
This is the thing. Like, if we're taking the extremes out, if we're taking the extremes out, like realistically, like you probably would like stop drinking because you just naturally. Don't like that girl.
Bro,
like
I'm a bro. I'm just I'm a lover boy. You guys just never seen it before, but like
no.
You
no,
know
no.
what I mean? Like this.
Wait, what? I honestly
wait.
Don't believe it.
Bro, like, wait, bro, what? I literally would go broke for my girl, bro. Like type shit, but like.
I know, but it's not about money. We're not talking about money right now.
No, I'm just saying like that's an example you know? Of my love.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Would go broke. It's not okay. about money exactly, but
yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll
so
get
wait,
into
wait,
this
wait,
week's
wait,
episode.
I know, but like, hold up. Wait, you're saying like you'd rather go broke than stop drinking?
that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, this
no,
is
I
gonna
know.
Go down another 20
no,
minute
I'm
spiral.
No, because there's people in the comments like, "Yo, I feel bad for Jason's baby mama in the future." I'm like, "God damn!" Like,
yeah.
Like
I think it's hard for us to get along on basis because I think very emotionally about things, and I'm more emotionally charged about, especially like when it comes to a guy, you know, or like
no,
your love partner.
Thing, my way of thinking is very logical, mm-hmm. So I'm just like.
But you know what? Like a lot of women are like
yeah,
emotional.
Yeah, you're not
gonna
get along
no, I know
with.
That. Yeah, yeah. I know that too. I know that too.
Yeah, so like you know, sometimes you know, it's just you know, you got cave a little.
Yeah, nice to switch the perspective a little. You know.
Yeah. You gotta let up every now and then, honestly.
No, I have a soft spot for the girl that I love, obviously. Like,
yeah.
And but the thing is, like, if she asks me like not to do it in front of her. Of course, bro. Like I'm not a fucking villain. I'm not mm-hmm. gonna drink a tequila shot in front of
right.
your face.
Right.
Right. Like
right,
that's not
right,
what
right.
I'm gonna do.
Right, no, right.
But it's like, yeah. do I gotta refuse a fucking happy hour with my boss? You know what I mean? Like you know what I'm saying? Like
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like that's kinda crazy too.
Yeah, no, I understand, bro. I think
no,
it's just
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit because you're very defensive about this, bro. The way
right,
you come across.
Right,
yeah,
right,
I
right.
think that's where
like,
it is.
Because
it
even as a viewer, bro, like it is, you could tell, bro, like, oh, this guy's super passionate. Like, he doesn't want to let up on his stance at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
no,
people
yeah.
want to see from you, like, oh, shit, maybe he's willing to change. But as even now, bro, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
To the audience.
No, I mean, like I said, I'm still standing on my
right,
answer.
Right, right.
That's,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
that's why I'm not letting
stand.
Up.
It is good to stand.
I said I apologize for the way that I responded.
Right, right, right. But I think a little bit, too, you should be like, shit, maybe because, like, there is a lot of people thinking the other, maybe I should think a little bit more this way. You don't have to agree. But maybe you should try to understand more.
No, I do get y'all's point.
Right, right, right.
I literally said, like, I know it's, like, a little thing that could help you guys, like, feel better
right.
by me not drinking.
But see, even that was crazy, bro. You can't say to make them feel better.
No, that's what you
yeah,
guys think.
I know.
Bro.
There's just, like, there's some work to be done.
And also, like, I feel like it's me being defensive because it's always, like, a 3v1. Like,
right. Which is understandable.
You know what
which
I mean?
Is understandable.
It's understandable.
But,
yeah.
like, I get it. Like, I watched right. the last episode. Like, I look like a douche.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn, who's that?
Yeah.
It's a douchebag.
You're right.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, I don't know how, like, you know, as an audience viewer, like, I want to know if they, like, truly understand, like, the vibe of our conversation. You know, like, right now, standing with you guys, like, you know, we feel the energy about it, you know, but I want to know if it, like, truly trans, like, you know.
I think they could tell sometimes. They're like, oh, there's hella
yeah,
into
they,
that combo.
Yeah, they can
yeah.
tell
yeah.
when it's passionate.
Yeah,
yeah.
For
if
sure.
If I, like, rewatch it, I don't see the energy, but maybe that's just because we're watching it.
Yeah, it could be that, too. You I know? Think as a first-time viewer, you're like, oh, shit, they're hella passionate about this topic. Or like,
dude, you know what's interesting, though, about this topic? It's like, I feel like, and this is honestly, I feel like has to do with it a little bit, at least. Mm-hmm. It's like, Paul, you have two sisters, mm-hmm. and I feel like you only have a brother, which I feel like shows a lot.
It probably does.
Yeah, because I feel like he has like two women in his life that he like cares for
about,
like that.
Yeah.
So that's why he's like, it's more easy for him to understand because he has like family that like I feel like he can relate to like not wanting his sisters to be treated like how you feel sometimes, and like being more empathetic sometimes, you know. But you know, it's all good.
Yeah, bro. At the end of the day, I think the main thing for like all these combos we have on the podcast is like genuinely, bro, if all of us are actually like not only willing to understand some of their, but maybe like actually try it out.
Right.
Maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like not only for this topic though, like even with like random dating shit we'd be talking about, sometimes I'm like, holy shit, like I'm so opposed to that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But occasionally it is good to still try it out because like say y'all all agree on it. Why not? You know what I mean? As long as we keep thinking like that mindset, and that's what I try to think at least.
Yeah.
It's very good, you know?
No, I agree. And honestly, like sometimes like I would, if my husband acted like how Jason is, honestly, like sometimes like I would just be like, okay, I understand.
Exactly.
Like I would just be like, okay.
Right. Like there's so many different
ways. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways of thinking, and I honestly don't think one is right.
Yeah.
One is right for you. You.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm sure like a lot of, I feel like there's women that like don't even give a shit.
There is.
And
there
that would get along.
There is.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's just because like some women are like more emotional.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I've discussed this before with Emily. I think like relationships, bro, there's like a couple different styles, right? That like each person fits into.
Yeah.
And then like you could only date though like that other style that would work.
I agree. I totally agree.
Just because like all women are emotional doesn't mean there's some that aren't more logical.
Right. Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. And he knows that too. It's like, obviously, but it's going back to that example, it's like, she's like on this end and Jason's on this end. So obviously the combo right now is going to be like,
you know what? Like, and I think us three are more on this end.
Right.
So like, that's why.
Yeah. It wasn't just me and Megan though. I feel like it was me like literally against him.
Which is why I feel like it's also easier for him to get defensive.
Right. Yeah. That's why I was talking more loudly and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I feel like, in the general population too, like your answer is more right.
For
right.
sure.
Which is why I
will say more than 50, it's like 70% that side.
Generally.
Yeah.
But that's just how life is. Not everyone's gonna agree. It's
facts,
like
facts.
Not everything's so black and white.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly, bro.
And you know what? Like I feel like honestly, there's a lot of things that I feel like Paul sometimes does that I don't agree with, but Emily's okay with. right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's really everybody.
Yeah. It's all person to person.
Do
it's
what
person
works for your partner,
It really is.
But yeah, no, I'm going to work on that though, like being more open and shit. Like,
yeah,
like,
we love the progressiveness. We love the improvement. And, you know, I think we can all admit that we're not perfect. And like, we can all improve.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I feel like, honestly, like,
I think these days I'm just really trying to like find my voice in a way. I'm like not trying to be as much of a pushover. I'm really trying to stand on my words, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I tend to like, people get mad. People are like, Megan, you switch sides all the time. But like if my closest friends are telling me an opinion that I maybe might agree with more, then I'm gonna agree with them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind changing my opinion. But like when it comes to like my baseline things of, especially like relationships, because that's all we talk about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick to it.
Yeah. You know? No. And honestly, I'm proud of you for that, because like, I feel like it's because you're an empath that like, that's why you switch sides, because you want to empathize with the other person.
Exactly, I don't want them to feel alone in
the
situation.
Exactly,
at all. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I think relationships, you should stand.
Yeah. And honestly, it gets exhausting so much, you know, like trying to just be happy for everyone. So that's why I'm like, bro, I don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna stick with what I want now. You know, if you don't agree, you don't agree.
What a beautiful conversation. I feel good. All
right, guys, we're back. We're going to do a little segment that we said last week.
Yep, yep.
Obviously, we read your guys' confessions from last week. So we brought our own. We put them in a little like wheel.
We put them
so
in a
like
random
nobody's
generator.
Nobody's looked at nobody's.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pick one out. I think we're going to read it, and then we're going to try to guess who it is.
I think we should read it, close our eyes, and then point to who we think it is. And then if they want to confess, they can confess. If they don't,
Don't so
okay. No confess.
So these are kind of crazy. Like some of these like we don't even want out for real. You guys can try and guess, but we're not going to confirm some of these.
Okay,
Well, all of mine I'm not going to confess, so good luck.
I don't mind confessing one of them.
Yeah. All right, so
okay, ready?
Let's start with the first one.
This is the first confession. Ready? Mm-hmm. I've gotten with my best friend's siblings before.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Best friend's siblings?
Yo.
It's fucking crazy.
Someone right. faking a reaction right now?
I know. Everyone's faking a reaction right now.
Yeah, actually, this is one of ours.
Okay, shit. Ready? Close your eyes.
Close our eyes.
This is like I don't even know.
Yeah, this is like too broad, bro.
On 1, 2, 3, we point. Ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, point. Open your eyes.
Yes. Only dog I know.
I pointed Jason.
What the fuck?
Oh, I pointed Jason.
Pointing someone different?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one pointed at me.
Oh wait, we both pointed at Paul.
Oh, you're pointing at me?
I'm pointing at Paul.
It's fucking Paul.
I'm pointing at Jason, bro.
His reaction was too fake.
Bro, what the
fuck? Paul's reaction.
Oh, Paul.
Oh,
reaction.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, yo. It's like, bro, come on now, Paul. You ain't no actor.
I don't know if it's Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's Paul. Wait, is someone gonna confess to this confession?
I feel like it's more funny if we don't confess it.
And we just leave it as
we leave it open-ended.
But then we can't explain a story or anything.
Oh,
like that,
okay, wait.
If we want
I'll confess.
I knew it! I knew it!
That's such. Oh, what? Wait, hold on.
That's what you're talking about.
Hold on. First of all,
what are you talking about?
She didn't read it properly.
No,
she didn't read it properly. I didn't put best friend.
That's what it said.
That's what it said.
It's a best friend?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be someone else then.
No. It says, I've gotten with my friend's siblings.
There we go.
Oh,
sorry. There we go.
We didn't add a best.
Yeah. So the best helped me. The best helped me or else, yeah. But I could confess to that one. Yeah.
So that is yours.
Just normal friend sibling? Yeah.
Not your best friend.
Yeah, not the best
friend. Oh, it's different
then. Yeah. So like a good homie.
Okay, did you like ask for his permission or
no?
You think Paul would? I knew Paul didn't do that.
Are you supposed to in that? I feel like you might need
probably, but it was one of those where it's like
it was like in the moment.
Yeah, I can't tell too many details without them knowing. But it's like I met them recently and we got hella chill, right?
Yeah.
And then one day, like the sibling just comes around.
Oh, and it was someone you had already.
Wait, what?
Like, you didn't know that they were siblings, but it was someone you had already...
No. I knew they were siblings.
Like, you knew the guy first.
I knew the guy.
Okay, the friend first.
So I got close with the guy.
Oh.
And then next thing you know, he's like, yo, like, I'm going to bring my sister, like, to the hangout. You know? And, like, we exchange IGs. Next thing you know, follows me first. I was like, yo, say less, bro. Because we had a couple mutuals, you know?
And you slide?
No. She slid.
No, okay, that's different.
That's not your fault.
No, that's different.
She slid. Yeah. And she was sneaky. Like, she intentionally was not telling the brother. And I knew, bro.
But do they know?
Oh, that's kind of exciting.
It was hella exciting, bro. It was hella exciting. Because the thing is,
Paul,
I
know you're a guest.
Yeah, I was on a trip. That's like the furthest deal I could give, but I wasn't in like local, so it was just like,
yeah. Different area code.
Yeah, like, bro, like I don't know anyone out here. Who's this that came to the party?
Yeah.
So, like, you're saying basically that guy doesn't know to this day?
I would hope not.
Oh.
I would hope not.
He probably doesn't know.
Not super close, yeah. But it's like, yeah, like he'll hit me up here and there, you know? Like, yeah.
He doesn't know.
Yeah.
He does not know.
He does not.
All right, move on to the next confession.
I love that confession.
Yeah, I hope they don't watch, bro, because it's the kind of...
Wait, what if you get your own? You say it?
You could remove it. I could remove yours.
Or you just act like it's not yours.
Or you got to read it, though, still.
Yeah, you got to read it.
Can you read it this time?
Oh, okay, so we'll take turns then.
I know. Well, what happens if you get your own? You just read it still?
And oh, yeah, let's read it still. Okay.
Middle. Okay.
And then it'll pop up on its own.
Keep a straight ass
face.
She's
smiling straight. Already though. I don't know.
Poker face.
I got kicked for having sex at a party.
Hmm.
Kicked?
Kicked out?
Yeah, that's definitely meaning kicked out.
Kicked out?
Yeah.
Oh. Who is this? Who has sex at a party?
I'm not sure.
That is crazy. Party? Quickie?
Can we get our eyes closed? Can we get
eyes closed? Yeah. Ready?
You give us a countdown.
Yeah. Okay, wait, okay. All right, counting down. Oh, I don't know who this is. Wait, ready? 3, 2, 1. Open. Oh, I feel like it was Megan. Yeah,
are we all putting Megan?
Yeah, oh my Megan. God. Wait, why do we all think that?
But Megan, I'm a little sussed of Jason.
I know.
Acting too calm.
That's literally my thing too.
Yeah,
predicament.
Yeah.
We was either Megan's and
me?
You
runner up.
You're acting too smooth. Like, whoa, who did that?
I'm cool.
Oh, confess. It was mine.
Wait, how did we all guess that?
We know him too well.
Okay, I removed it.
Dude,
that one.
It was like, I was having sex with my boyfriend at the time.
Who kicked you out though?
No, we're just trying to get a little quickie in one of the back rooms. Uh-huh. But then they were trying to use that as party space. So then they're like banging on the door. When
oh my god!
It was hella awkward, and we're like,
"Oh, that's kind of spicy."
Damn, bro. Yeah. Dude, you know what? I feel like you told this story. I lowkey remember it.
I might have.
Yeah.
Oh, was really? It like mid or like you were about to get into it?
No, we're like all butt naked and everything.
Oh, mid, oh wow.
Mid. It was mid, literally mid. Yeah, and I was just like, I was
what
like,
do you
bro,
do?
Are you for real?
Do you finish and then go
no,
out or we're, like at that
I
point?
I was so mad. I was
wait,
so
can
mad.
Everyone like stop revealing it's them? Because like then they're gonna deduce like what what is whose.
I'm just a bad
you know what I mean?
I can't lie to you guys.
Okay, I know, okay. But like still, okay. I'm scared. I'm getting a little nervous. No, okay, everyone's coming forward and shit.
Okay, I'm gonna spin.
Okay.
Spinning.
Okay, spinning. Spinning.
It says, I finished in a movie theater before.
Yeah. There's only two not finishers that. Here.
No, there's four finishers.
There's four finishers.
There's four finishers. Come on now.
There's four finishers.
I know exactly what
wait, what?
So now are we guessing or what?
Yeah, close your eyes.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You do a countdown, Jason?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Open.
Paul.
It's 2-2. Oh.
I think it's Jason, bro.
Nah.
You
nah,
fucking.
I think it's you. I think
it's
you
fucking,
think
bro.
It's
nah, I ain't fucking like that in the movie
you.
Theater.
I think it's you, bro.
I ain't
you.
Fucking like that I in the movie theater, bro.
Like, we don't have to, like, you don't have to say it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I do think it's you, though.
I feel like it's you, so if
really
you're not going to confess, we can move on.
And you go like this.
Oh,
you got
sorry. There's no way it's a girl, though. I genuinely don't think it's a girl.
I don't know. Jennifer's real quiet right now.
I feel like they wouldn't use finish unless you said that to trick us.
Trick who?
Because you said finish. I feel like finish is on
okay,
a girl
bro,
thing.
It's not me. Yeah, I wouldn't say finish.
Yeah, it's not me either.
Right.
Dude, but also, like, okay, let me just, this is my reasoning. Uh-huh. I feel like Paul... Uh-huh. He acts really guilty, but he's acting really not guilty.
No, I feel like it's him.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I feel I'm not like fucking no, that's I'm a little shy, bro.
Oh wait, okay, let's leave this one up to the imagination.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Fuck yeah.
No, I gotta know. I gotta know who it is.
Do I just exit or what?
Yeah, remove it.
My turn?
Oh, no one wants to confess, huh?
Yeah, if you bro, don't want to confess, bro.
No,
you're not confessing that?
Not confessing, bro?
No story?
No.
I guess not. Dude.
Oh my gosh.
It's Jason.
It's Jason.
I think it is Jason.
Bro, it's actually not me though. Like just press it.
I feel like Paul
no, I think it's I don't know who it is actually.
I feel like Paul does get a little freaky though, like that.
We're on to the next one.
Okay, yeah, next one.
Alright. This one is crazy.
What?
I'm still in love with my ex. Let's count down right away, guys. 3, 2
Hold on, I gotta think.
Okay.
Alright, let's go.
3, 2, 1 Okay, so we got two votes for Jennifer, two votes for Jason.
I'm going.
I am stuck between them two.
I'm going right there.
I'm
going right there. I'm going right there, bro.
Reaction is giving Jennifer low key.
I'm going right there, bro.
Oh, I might switch, bro. I might switch over there. Yo.
Wait, what?
I might switch over here, dude.
Wait, what? I'm really thinking about this.
Reaction's too crazy.
I'm really thinking about this.
Yeah, I mean, this could be two people, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm going right there, bro.
Oh, I'm going there too now, actually. I'm going right there.
I'm going equally there.
Equally there?
Yeah.
Jennifer, you're going here?
Yeah, I'm going Jason.
You're going here? Okay. shit, sounding like no one's trying to confess to this one at all.
Yeah, I guess not.
This one might be bad to confess to, honestly.
I'm such a bad liar. You guys are going to just see it through my face.
I'm going to pass it to you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I guess we're moving on then.
Yeah, I guess we're moving on.
That's fucking
crazy. I need to debrief this for a second, though. If we're thinking about it, and Jason, like, you know, he kind of just did that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So,
he did.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from the other side of my couch right now.
Right.
That's crazy, too.
A little suscular.
The initial was right away. I was like, Jason. But then I was
me
like,
too.
It's too easy.
And then I thought about it. Yeah. Nah, I know. I know Jason would have been putting this shit on.
Yeah.
He's fucking plotting, bro. You would think that.
He's setting you up. He's setting you up.
He's setting me up.
Stop it, bro. Stop it, bro.
No, this is a plot worthy thing that Jason
this
would also do.
This is plot worthy.
That's what I'm saying.
This is plot worthy.
Yeah, like that. He's a shaky like that.
You want to get some new clips out or something.
He's a shaky like that.
No clips. No clips, bro. This is not me, bro.
Nah, you can clip that. I don't care. It's not me.
Oh. Wow.
Nah, I'm kidding. Please don't clip that. Please.
Who do y'all think it is?
Yeah.
You guys can leave your guesses, but I mean,
hey, let us know, dude. That one's a head scratcher, bro. I'm still trying to.
Ready?
Yeah.
My dad caught me playing with my shit.
Whoa!
Oh my god!
What? Wait!
That's a guy, though.
No, dude. This is a thing, bro.
What?
I think it's a girl, bro. Throw
I
us
feel
off.
Like they wouldn't. A girl wouldn't say.
Cause dude, me
with
and
my
you,
shit,
bro.
Though.
Like the prime years, bro. The Appa's not there. Bro.
No. Jason is.
Yeah.
Oh, back I feel in the, like. Yeah.
I feel like I don't know if he would say that, knowing that he knows that you wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And yeah.
Okay, can we guess now?
Okay. Yeah.
Ready? Three.
Wait, hold on.
Close your eyes. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I feel like it's Megan.
Me?
Me?
He caught you?
Bro, I don't like this shit. I literally can't lie for the life of me.
We know each other too well.
God, I know. Dude. Why
you worded that in a guy?
Yeah, she
worded.
Tried to set us up.
I really did.
The thing
did.
Is, like, that's not crazy for guys. Like,
yeah, I feel like they wouldn't confess.
It happens. Yeah.
Oh, really?
For girls, it's like, way crazy. Yeah, honestly.
Bro. Oh yeah, I can't relate. Honestly.
So okay, you want to go? Yeah, you want to go into that, or
I don't honestly I have no idea. What
no,
you
that's awkward.
That's awkward. Really don't know what y'all are talking about.
To be honest,
no one
I feel like, to be honest, that happened to me too. It's not mine, but it happened to me. It's relatable.
We're coming down to the wire here, right?
This honestly, it's
okay.
Fine.
Next one. Next one. I once stole my ex's iPad. Oh wait. Okay. I once stole my ex's iPad and would read their text messages, photos in real time for a month straight.
Whoa.
You know, I'm thinking of two people in my head.
That's some girl
oh,
shit.
Oh, shit. Wait, whoa. I didn't remove it. Fuck.
That's okay.
Whoa.
That's some girl shit, bro.
Yeah, a month straight?
Okay, ready?
Wait, I didn't remove it.
That's fine.
Yeah, you're good. I didn't remove mine. I forgot to. Yeah.
Ready? Close your eyes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, point.
Okay. Yeah, it was me. Okay.
No, I know you love looking on the iPad.
I love that iPad.
Huge iPad girl.
No, I mean, I feel like that one, I kind of knew y'all would guess it was me, so.
But okay, at least you confessed to that one.
Yeah.
Dude, a whole month?
Yeah, month crazy.
Whole one. Dude, it's because, like, he had a lot of iPads at his house.
Oh.
Like, his house was, like, kind of, like.
That's kind of sucks.
Yeah, it was bougie. So, like, everything was powered with iPad. So, like, I just slipped one. And it was connected to his iCloud. So, like, it would update in real life.
You saw everything.
Oh, I saw everything.
This is mom texting him, come home for dinner.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the photos would, like, upload in real time. So, like, if he took a screenshot, it would upload to the gallery.
That's
the
crazy.
iCloud. The iCloud's crazy.
You know what, though? Wow. I, like, turned it off and, like, I broke it because I couldn't handle it.
Dude, yeah, dude.
I literally honestly drove myself insane.
Way too much, man.
Yeah, it was way too personal.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I stopped.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Even a healthy relationship, that's, like, I feel like
no,
you
because
shouldn't
we're,
do that.
I know, oh, but no. We're really.
That's
you know,
not, yeah, that's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, but we're really toxic, you know?
Yeah.
So
it was just
worse.
The vibe of it.
It was worse.
Damn, bro.
I don't think.
Did you find anything in the month?
For sure,
bro. I found a bunch of shit, but like
I feel like anyone would find anything.
For sure,
no,
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
and honestly, like I apologize. It was really an invasion of privacy, so
oh,
I'm sorry. I don't think he ever found out, but so fuck. Now he's gonna know. But
he's like, where's my iPad?
Well, honestly, he's a messed up guy anyway, so I don't really give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
No, he knew I stole the iPad.
Oh.
But I don't think he knew like how it was updating.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I think he only
so
knew
dangerous.
It like connected to his house.
Dude.
You know,
once you start with that, I feel like you're checking it all day, bro.
Dude, yeah,
all day.
Oh. Ring her on.
Yeah.
I would literally drive myself insane,
dude.
Oh my
yeah,
God, dude.
Dude, to the point where even I had to like be like, bro, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
I literally dropped it. I like broke it.
Dude, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
dude,
see
yeah.
See a new photo, it's a screenshot of this girl's IG. It's like, bro, like,
bro, that
you're seeing
it was like that.
Yeah, yeah,
it was like that.
I bet. Like to the boys group chat,
yes.
You're seeing it.
No, everything to the IG screenshot, everything.
Bro, yeah, damn, I cannot. But I would go insane.
No, I actually was like.
Do you think you still got that crazy Jennifer in you?
No.
Really?
Bro, I'm like shaking with the phone. I cannot do that. Dude, no, it's because back then
thing when you get the ping notification.
Right.
Too.
No, but also like back then, like I was on heavy drugs. Oh. So like that was like I was like kind of on that time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. I would be too scared to do that now. To
that
be
combination right. does get risky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Yep, yep.
I went to Vegas on a two-man while in a situationship with a different girl.
Oh.
Sheesh.
With the girl. It's a boy.
Yeah. It is a boy.
They fucked up.
That's a boy. That's a boy.
It is a boy. It's a boy. It is a boy. Which boy, though?
Which boy?
You went to Vegas with a two-man.
Yep.
And then.
While in a situationship with a different girl.
Oh, you dog.
I say we go into the countdown. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't tell. I can't tell which one it is.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, obviously we're going to point at each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, obviously.
You point at me and then.
I point at Jason.
Oh, everyone Jason. At me?
Yeah. What was that?
Damn.
Yo.
Is it you?
No confession, fam?
Huh?
Oh. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh
wait,
my god.
Wait, you never went to Vegas?
I've never gone to Vegas, brother. I've never gone to Vegas.
Never been to Vegas. Paulie's never been to Vegas.
Never gone to Vegas.
Bro, who hasn't gone to Vegas, bro?
I've never gone to Vegas since 21. So that leaves one brother on the couch.
That's hella funny.
Wait, can we hear the story?
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to hear that story.
Yeah, I went on a two-man with a girl that I've been, like, chasing for, like, 2 years.
Oh, I know.
You know, and then she was there, and I just went. It was honestly, like, a fever dream that I still think about, but...
you still think about?
No, it's just, like, how... No, I think about, like, how crazy it was.
Oh, how... Yeah,
it was
just,
like, a crazy weekend. Like, literally, we booked it the day before. Went out.
It was a randomest link-up for you as well, wasn't
randomest,
it?
Yeah.
Who was the other guy? Do we know the other guy?
You do know the other guy. I don't want to say.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, those are like the most fun.
It was honestly the most fun, and it's crazy because I don't even have a picture from that weekend.
Damn. Wow.
So it feels like literally like, did it even happen?
Right.
But it honestly
that.
like, yeah, I've been chasing that. I was like, why did that go for like years, basically?
Right. Stizzy Yudge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Bro, I literally feel like we all have like one of those that are like
fever dream moments.
Yeah.
It was one of those. It was cool, bro. Like me and the boys still talk about it. Like it was crazy. Like
for sure, bro.
Wait, those were kind of like juicy and fun.
They were juicy.
Yeah,
I think that is it.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yours?
No, that's Megan's. That was a nice segment, though. Hope you guys enjoyed that one.
Thank God my last one didn't get sent then.
We hit like two or three. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's cool. We just leave it.
I had one more in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
You guys will never know my last confession.
Oh, shoot. I'll be honest, bro. There's one I definitely would have confessed, but I wanted to keep it discreet. Because in the moment, like, I didn't want it to reveal anyone else's later down
yeah,
the line.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I was just like, let me keep it discreet. But,
yeah.
Yeah, movie theater. movie theater
is
me,
one
yeah.
Of y'all.
Yeah.
You guys are going to turn down head at a movie theater.
Yeah, bro.
Or turn down head in general.
You're right.
You got sucked in the movie?
Dude, yeah, I can tell that story, bro. I don't even give a fuck, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was literally the reason I said I finished. Basically, it's a crazier story. It's so embarrassing, but like,
was it the girl that you saw the anime movie with?
No, no. It was like a different girl, just getting top and shit. And then like, I was like, bro, like, it's feeling too good. We gotta leave, bro. Like, we gotta go to the car.
Oh yeah.
Right, but like, I got too worked up in the theater. So we get to the car. I can't even. I don't even go to do it yet. Like, she goes back on to do some more top. It just I couldn't. I finished, bro. I was like, fuck, bro. Didn't even make it out the theater basically damn near because I was just like
already
at that point
yeah.
But never theater again, bro.
Yeah, was there people in there?
Yeah, bro,
that's crazy.
Realize they got cameras. I forgot
they do.
Yeah. But it's dark. I guess, but
yeah, don't do that, guys.
Wait, but the people in the theater didn't know you were doing it? Or?
Dude, it's like, because you got to sit in the very back in the corner, obviously, and hoping it's just loud. But like, there are moments, you know, when it gets a little quiet and you just hear that.
But it was like damn near empty, right? Or
yeah. There was like a cool 5 to 7 people.
Honestly, I feel like
that zoom on his face when he's.
I feel like that's like a kind of like a canon event for guys, though, at a movie theater.
But I was so embarrassed because it's like you don't even get to the point where you're like inserting it, you know?
I feel like that post nut clarity is like crazy.
Bro. Oh yeah, I was like, what am I doing?
Right? Bro? Yeah, that's like, embarrassing.
You should have just finished in there and watched the movie.
Yeah, bro. I was like, fuck, wasted $35 for tickets. Yeah. Oh no, no, dude. Yes. It's like, I'm so embarrassed.
You
like,
left the theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, let's go home.
What was the movie? What was the movie?
Yeah, because I was like so excited. I was like, what am I doing watching the movie?
Oh,
yeah.
And then you.
So I dip, go to the car, but I'm still like so like, I'm almost about to finish, bro, already.
I see. Yeah. So she finishes you off?
Yeah, just real quick. But she was like probably like, okay, like we're about to get into action and like start piping. But yeah, dude.
Yeah, that one is just. Yeah, finished in actual theater.
Definitely.
Watch the movie.
That would have been embarrassing too, bro. Gets all quiet. I don't know.
Wait, what movie was it?
I don't even remember, bro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we should say each of our fever dream moments.
Like kind of like Jason's story, right? Just like moments we look back like, damn.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah.
I'll say my little fever dream moment. This is like one of my favorite hangouts with a boy. Uh-huh. This is also a boy that I have been in love with. Still am in. To be honest.
What?
No, yeah. If he came back into my life right now, bro, I'd drop everything.
Damn. Whoa, you're in love with a guy that's not your ex?
Dude, this was like, it was like my first guy that I ever really liked. Ever liked, yeah.
Some high school thing,
yeah. Oh. And this was like one moment. We were hanging out at night. We had been talking for a while. And like, this was like one of our first hangouts together. And it was so, we were like, at my house, we're like running around outside at the park. It was just us two. It was like 4 a.m. And you know, it's just like, you know, just running around the park, like you just make out one corner and you go next corner and you just make out, you know?
That's fire. Dude, it was high so school, fun. That's fire.
Yeah, yeah, bro. It was fun. You're getting real excited. I already know.
But it was one night. It's okay.
Oh, it was just one night.
Oh, no. Yeah, we hung out a bunch more after, but that was just like my favorite hangout.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's a lit, bro. Can't even lie.
I feel like every girl has like one guy they met.
Dude, yeah. I can say mine actually.
Okay.
Oh, I have a fever dream moment. Oh my God. Okay, so this was in college. Uh-huh. There was this dude that I had like a really, really big crush on. Uh-huh. And then it was literally the week that everyone was moving out of their dorms, right? Uh-huh. And nobody was at their dorm. Nobody was at my dorm. His roommate also just moved out and we house rolled in his dorm. And we just like had the whole night listening to music, you know, like enjoying and like, dude, that moment was like,
dude, yeah, that's probably so that's fun.
And I have like this one picture that we took like right outside the dorm because someone left their mirror.
Right.
And we're just like rolling and I just like took a picture and he's like kissing me. And I was like, oh my God.
Bro, that's like one of the things I really want to do.
Yeah. It was crazy. We're just like bumping music and he had like one of those like disco balls.
Yeah.
In his room. Yeah. So just like,
damn, it was vibing.
Yeah. Jeez. Honestly, like that was like, I thought about that moment for months after.
Really?
Yeah, just like trying to relive it.
Dude, yeah, bro.
I totally feel you.
It's weird. Yeah. We get a lot of those moments, I feel like, in those situationship kind of
situationships are so dangerous.
Oh my God. Bro. I feel like I've had a lot of those moments with my boyfriends, but like the situationships hit harder because they they never happened that often.
Yeah, really? And it never worked out, so it's shit, exactly.
I feel like my own fever dreams only happen with guys that I'm in situationships with,
right? No, actually, you know? I've had some, but I feel like that one was like my favorite. Yeah,
dude, that's such a bucket list thing for me. I really want to like just hang out with the guy alone and roll and like
dude, especially because like I had such a big crush on this guy. And honestly, like
That makes like, it so much better.
No, listen, he was like the guy, if you know what I mean. Guy. Yeah, the guy. So like, dude, the fact I just felt like so special. You know? Little old me.
Right.
Dude, yeah, and that e-love would probably get to me so hard too after.
You know who that guy is, bro?
Nah,
you were smiling. Oh, I thought you knew or something.
Just laughing at it.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. Definitely got some of those, bro. Yeah. But
those moments are crazy, bro.
No, they
I
are.
Miss college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely try to relive it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Honestly, like, what is our dating pool now, you know? Like, nothing.
Yeah. Dating pool?
Does it feel harder, actually, a lot?
Dude, yeah. Mm-hmm. So much harder.
Really?
Dude, I just can't find a guy that I get along with, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, on that level.
Like, the perfect match you can't find.
No, not even perfect. It's just because, like, I feel like when I was younger, like, I was a lot more... I could get along with a lot of people.
Right.
But like now that I'm older, I have my own opinions, and they're pretty strong. Mm-hmm. It's like hard to get along with like a guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is.
Because like when you're young, you're like so impressionable, and like you can be molded.
Oh, for sure.
But like I feel like now, like I would never date the guys I would date before. Yeah. So like just like it narrows.
Yeah.
The people you even get along with.
True.
No, that's so true. Yeah. Honestly, because I feel like it's just, it's hard if you're not in the thing, you know, like not in college, you're not in a club, or, you know, your workplace also isn't like, you know, someone you can meet, you know?
It's not.
So I feel like it's, slim pickings out here, bro. Like, what are we doing? Man.
Yeah, I might start replying to these fucking guys on my DMs, bro.
You might have to, dude. You might have to, honestly.
Dead ass.
It's not bad. I guess you can like pick and choose too. You can see the profile.
You know what my friend does a lot? My friends, like, they all like introduce guys to your other friends. They set up like blind dates.
Oh, wow.
You know?
I know, but
I have friends that do that. I've never met a friend who's going to set me up with blind
dates. Like, they're like, oh, like, I think you guys would get along.
Get along type shit. Yeah. Would you guys ever do that?
Yeah, I'll do that for my boy. Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah, I'll do that for my boy.
That's fire.
Actually, I do try to do that, actually. Yeah, like, if I had a girl and her friends are single, I would definitely be like, yo. Actually, I've done that. What am I saying?
Like, you just felt like they would go together. Yeah.
Oh,
I see.
I don't know. I think that's a great thing to do, though.
It is. Honestly, it's hard for me to do that. I don't know why. Unless, like, my homie already tells me, like, oh, he's interested in this girl and he wants me to, like, help set it up or something.
Same. I mean, that's how it usually works.
Yeah. Like, the natural, like, yo, her personality and yours, perfect, bro. Like, it's a blind date. I'm not doing that, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Would you want to go on that blind date, too?
It's scary.
I totally would.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's vetted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this older age now would be more fun.
For sure.
You have slim pickings, like you said, but then like it's kind of exciting, you know, your friend, you kind of trust them to pick a good guy.
Yeah.
So, shit, bro.
But yeah.
All right, we're just going to do a couple questions, wrap up this episode.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, you guys seen the Olympics going on. Yeah, have you guys been watching the Olympics, actually?
Yeah. Following a little bit.
A little bit.
Korean girl.
Oh, the shooter?
So bro, swaggy,
dude,
bro.
That's so cool. Yeah. And that one guy, too, he has no gear on. He's just
that guy's
going
tough.
This.
Yeah.
She's, like, pounding her lip and shit.
So look sick, bro. Looks like an anime bad, like, the evil villain or something.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, literally. That's some, like, ultimate
looking
aura
like
right
007.
There,
oh, yeah. For real. We got to put a picture of her.
Aura.
But my question is, if you had to compete in one Olympic sport and you had 1 month to train, which sport do you think you would be the best at?
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could just choose any, it would obviously be gymnastics, you know? That just is so interesting to watch.
Right.
But, like, that I would have to train for?
No. You get, like, a little bit of time to train, but which one do you think you'd be the best at?
Like, realistically.
Yeah, realistically.
Like, perform well.
Yeah.
Do you have an answer for this? Have you thought about this question?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
If I stuck with archery, I would have killed that shit, bro. I would have genuinely killed that shit. Right. I was so good. Like, I was really good, but I just didn't give a shit, so I stopped doing it.
Okay. So you're saying you still got the technique in you?
I think I still got it, bro.
Okay.
I think it was, like, immediate. Like, it was just in my in my body core. It was just made for it. Or maybe swimming.
Okay.
Because I swam for a while.
You think you're being Ledecky?
Oh, fuck no. Bro, dude, I saw, like...
Katie Ledecky?
Oh. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
She's, like, so far ahead.
Yeah. She's, like, 10 seconds.
It's like, it looks like an empty pool. Like, where are the other people at?
Mm-hmm, really? Mm-hmm.
Like, when she's on the screen, you can't see,
anyone else.
Competitors.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because she, like, lapped them.
Crazy, bro.
Dude, it's, like, 16 minutes of swimming straight, though.
That's crazy.
Which have you guys seen the rugby girl?
No.
Yona?
Nah.
Yona? That sounds familiar. What does she do?
She rugby. She's fucking massive.
Oh, no, really? I didn't
fucking
know that.
She just, like, fucking tackles and runs straight to the end.
I didn't even know women's rugby was in the Olympics, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
Sick.
There's looking hella sports
there.
Yeah, there is.
Or maybe skiing. I could kind of
That's not summer. Yeah, I'm talking about summer Olympics, like, right now.
Yeah.
Or I guess anything, but.
Yeah. They added breakdancing. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, this year.
How do you judge that?
I don't even know. It's like a straight-up dancing contest.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, that is fire.
Dude, I, like, been eating up the Olympic camp vlogs that I'm seeing on TikTok.
Those are sick,
dude. Honestly, I wish I was there, bro. That looks so fun. Like, they're all hanging out in the camp with their cardboard beds, and they have, like, a little grocery store, you know.
No, Olympic Village is tough.
I feel like the gun one would be the easiest to train for.
Gun.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, can't be that hard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't want to like be disrespectful, but like, if you had a month to train, like,
yeah, that's the one you could advance the fastest. You know? Yeah. Because the other ones like takes years of training. Yeah.
You gotta like build some endurance for that shit. Right. Yeah.
They can't do swimming. Like, right. They can't do basketball. Yeah. Like, it's just like. But it's like, it's funny you said archery, because I was going to say archery.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. Yeah. Jason was pretty dirty.
Yeah, I was like nationally ranked in high school. So I've shot that distance what they were shooting and shit. Right. So I know like what it would take.
You put that thing on your lip like that?
Oh, yeah. It's right there.
That's
bro.
How you know you're legit.
It's a little pad
and everything. No, and yeah. So I was honestly watching the archery shit. That shit was hella, really? That shit was hella entertaining. Dude. Korea took the gold yet again. They're really if you see like other nations, like if you look at each player, their forms are all different.
Korea's all the same.
But Korea is always very consistent with their form.
Okay.
Mm.
And it's a very like 50% left, right. It's a push and pull. Like with archery, it's like a push with the left and then a pull with the right.
Okay.
But then you see a lot of like America, like their forms are all over different. The place. It's hard to coach when every player is different.
It is.
Yo, and you feel like Korea is putting in the hours.
Dude, yeah.
Like they're
forcing those guys, dude.
If there's anything that Koreans are good at, their dedication, bro, to anything, to be honest.
Yeah. And like that woman, she set the world record for the qualifying round where everyone just kind of gets in a line and shoots at a target.
Oh, really?
She set the record, bro. It's crazy.
Like closest to the center, basically, or how did they score that?
No, so how archery works is that everyone, like hundreds of archers from every nation, get in a line and they shoot at a distance 70 meters away.
Okay.
And they, it's six rounds of six arrows.
Okay.
Right? Uh-huh. The center is a 10.
Okay. Also.
And then the yellow is a 9 still. Uh-huh. Right? Goes out. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's out of 360.
Uh-huh.
And then six arrows times, what's it called? Six arrows for six rounds, 36. And then times it by 10 because the points are from 10.
Right.
So it's out of 360. Uh-huh. And then that's how you decide like the rank.
Right. Oh.
So the first place goes against the 64th place.
Okay.
And it's like a one-on-one match like right. Second against 63rd, third against 62nd.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that. You keep doing that like round robin shit till you get to the gold medal match.
Are there upsets in archery?
There are.
Yeah, I feel like there would be a lot in archery versus something like basketball. It's kind of more tough, bro.
Yeah, like when you're under, I don't know if you guys seen archery, but like when you're under the pressure like that, like everyone in the Olympics is good.
Yeah.
So like when it's still first against 64th, technically the first is gonna win, but like he's still a good archer.
He's a good archer.
So
I love seeing like the Olympics now that I'm more grown, because obviously when I was younger I thought that was the craziest, you know, like they're like top of the world people, but there's actually a lot of people that go into Olympics. Like I didn't realize how much people go.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like surprising. No.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I love seeing like the parents. Because, dude, imagine how you feel having a son or daughter like win the fucking Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm getting chills. But like,
dude, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Watching the Olympics makes me like, I want to cry. Right?
It's
like,
dude, for Korea,
all the fucking hours.
No, for real.
Yeah.
And if they do like one little thing wrong, I feel so bad. I'm just like, bro, you trained your 4 years for this moment.
Dude, why is women's gymnastics so like amazing to watch?
So amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Suni.
Yeah, Suni. Everyone's in love with her.
Bro, I'm in love with her. Yeah, she's so cute.
She's hella cute.
And Simone.
Yeah, I feel like
Biles.
Her and Simone like pop out every 4 years and then they become like the face of the U.S.
For 4 years. No, for real. Yeah. When that U.S. ship was going through the river, bro, I was like, I'm going to be an American. I felt like that when I was watching it.
With LeBron at
the end.
That posture, man.
Dude, imagine like being able to light the torch, you know? I think that's really cool.
Super sick.
Wait, what sport did you say at all?
Dude, I don't know. I was gonna say baseball, but I realized they don't have baseball. So I think basketball, bro, realistically.
Mm-hmm. But you think you would
not on USA though.
Oh, okay.
Toss me on South Sudan or something like that. No, they're good. But like, yeah, someone like less good, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Just put me on the bench.
You have a Korea team.
Yeah. Like realistically.
Yo, but North Korea out there.
Huh?
North Korea's out there.
Oh yeah, they need to put me in North Korea. South Korea's too good for me,
you
bro.
Guys did you guys see that selfie of the North Koreans and South Koreans?
Oh, no.
They took a selfie together. Was it the gymnastics ones? I don't know what they were playing, but it was like North Koreans and South Koreans. Like they both took a selfie together.
Yeah, really? I've seen that.
Yeah, and I think that's so crazy. You know, if you really think about it. Mm-hmm.
What did you have anything else besides archery though? Or?
Yeah, I was gonna say the gun one.
Yeah, oh,
the gun
yeah one? I think yeah. the gun one is. I thought of that one too.
Honestly, true. I was gonna say ping pong too, but the ping pong, I watched that. The finals dude. For that is crazy.
They're
bro.
So good,
bro. Fuck no, I can never do ping pong. Hell,
oh my god,
I used to love playing ping pong. I used to love playing ping pong.
Ping pong is really cool too.
Dude, I played ping pong at my middle school.
Yeah. Bro, you did love playing ping pong.
I love that.
I used to have a ping pong table, and I feel like you played every day, all day.
Yeah, I know. But the dude, China takes the gold every time.
Really?
Every time. They're dirty. They're
oh
dirty,
my god, bro. Really?
Dude, they are.
I feel like if it was allowed, China could take the gold, silver, and bronze.
Shit.
But
probably.
Only because there's only a set number of you can send for one nation.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's. But I feel like China could literally sweep the gold medal and the bronze.
You can only send two.
Something like that.
Yeah. So they can only get two right. of the final.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Only two. People per sport,
like two teams.
No, only
like
two can go into the finals. So like, if they were to win, only two of them. Would
yeah,
win
I've
the
seen
gold.
A China versus China, but yeah, but basically like that's China is so gifted in ping pong.
Dude, yeah.
Dude, I feel like it's in their culture a little bit, right?
I feel like it is. I don't know ping pong? Why, but I feel like it is. Yeah,
I think archery like is in Koreans. That's why.
Right.
You know. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, there's 30 with that shit.
That's so funny. I need to watch Chinese play ping pong.
Bro, watch the gold medal match, the guy's gold medal match.
Okay, I gotta watch it.
It's against a guy from Sweden.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this guy's.
It's fast, right? Yeah.
No, it's so fast, but he's so dirty with the spins.
Yeah. The spin.
It's actually crazy. There was one shot where it was him against a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
And he spinned it, and the ball bounced and came back to his side, and the Chinese guy's just laughing. Because he can't do anything.
Really?
It literally bounced and it came back to him. Couldn't even reach the ball.
Oh my god.
This is the highlight.
Oh,
crazy. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
But you have to tap it if it's on your side?
Yeah, you gotta hit it back.
You gotta hit it back?
Yeah, you gotta hit it back, but it's just out of reach because it backspinned back to him.
Like the Chinese guy like hit it to the Sweden guy and it hit the Sweden side and just went completely back.
No, so the Chinese guy hit the ball like normal. And then he did this weird ass like fucking spin, dead ass. This was his motion, and the ball lands on the Chinese guy's side, and the Chinese guy's supposed to hit it now, but it bounced straight back to him.
That's
couldn't
crazy.
Even reach it.
That's Damn. Crazy.
Couldn't even reach.
That's
it.
That's like the best shot, basically.
No, yeah. But I mean, China still won, but
yeah. Honestly, it's the coaches too. You know, who's teaching these motherfuckers to do this shit?
Shit.
I feel like it's
dude.
More
they're
like
better than the coaches, low key.
Yeah,
but I feel like the coach teaches the technique. Do they?
No, I don't think so. Cause I honestly feel like all the players are better than the coaches.
No, they are, but the coaches are like past Olympians too.
Yeah, like yeah.
right.
Like,
but I think they're there to like kind of like encourage and also.
It's more of a mental. Dude.
Yeah, mental.
It's a mental check.
Exactly. Yeah. That's crazy.
Realistically, do you think you guys would be more player side or coach side?
Player side.
Yeah,
dude, but
we not no coach.
No, low key though. You know, I always think, what if we were destined for something, but we just never. Found out
like never tried it
like a sport.
It could be
like you were really good at something but you just never did
it
it could be
it's just not meant to be though.
No, because how do you find out you're good at like this one, the
shuffleboard
fencing?
Shuffle.
It's like the thing where they go like this.
Oh,
yeah. It's not a shuffleboard. I don't know what it's called.
Oh my god,
they be tending those.
I don't know what it's called.
On the ice.
Yeah, on the ice.
Yeah, yeah. That shit's crazy.
Or like bobsled. How do you know if you're even good at that?
Dude, those guys are actually really like, their legs are super strong, bro.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a big cultural thing too. You know
I feel
what
like
mean?
If you start young enough, you could be good at anything.
Yeah.
That's kind of my opinion.
Mm.
I do think, if I'm being honest, I think those least popular sports are so much easier to become like Olympian though.
Yeah.
But nobody watches those.
No, but people watch like archery, ping pong, like those compared to like
basketball. No, those you have to start young too.
Yeah.
No, you do, but the pool of competition I think is way
less. Oh, more than like gymnastics?
Right, for sure. You know what I mean? But still respects to all the Olympians, bro. Honestly,
honestly,
that shit's inspiring, bro.
No,
it
for
is
real.
So inspiring.
They're young as hell too. A lot of them are younger than us.
I know.
Like, killing it out there,
like, bro.
Fuck. Dude, yeah.
Bro. Dead ass. I think honestly. That's so cool. Even though if you do start young, I feel like it's something gotta be in you to be Olympic level though.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have skill and talent.
But it's on the parent though. Cause like even for me, for I wouldn't real. Have started archery if it wasn't for my mom.
True, like putting into your hand first.
Yeah.
So and like it's taking like, you to all those
Yeah. And honestly, when I started that shit, like I was mad at her. I was like, why the fuck are you taking me here?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's parent, bro.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause I hated swimming and I still went to that shit every day because my parents made me.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly, that was with me with every single sport. I hated all of it, but I just did it because my mom wanted me to do it.
Yeah. When I have kids, I want to have them try everything.
Mm-hmm. Not for sure, bro. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, we're going to wrap it up here.
Yep, yep.
Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this week's episode. All right. And hopefully, you know, I apologize for last week's, for that whole shit. But is there anything coming up? Oh, look out for 9 for 9 Olympics, actually. We're filming that August
24th. Yep, yep.
And we'll let you know the honestly, comment down below what events you want us to see. Do like we got probably running and swimming probably locked in, but like we probably got like two more.
Yeah. Bro, we could probably do something with like a BB gun.
We should do a shooting range one.
Yeah.
Where we go to the shooting range.
We could.
I'm so down.
Do a BB gun and like we for the archery we can get like a toy one. You know, it's funny.
I'm so down.
That would be kind of funny.
I'm so down.
We could do that.
Let us know though down below what you guys
want
to
see. Let us know what you want to see. And thank you guys for staying to the end of this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.